Yo. Welcome back. Can't Miss Sports presents the Rankin Report. We are back. Episode 101 for you today. But before we get into the episode, I just want to acknowledge the unsettling times that we are in right now. People staying home. People having to stay in the house to not get exposed to this virus. Anyone who is, I want to say, let's be safe. We hope that you're getting better if you have been. If you haven't and you're in the house, we hope that you adhere to whatever people are saying that we need to do as a community. But at the end of the day, we just want everybody to be safe so that we can come out of this stronger together. I think we will. No sports been on for the last few weeks. Been a little different. So what we're trying to do here at Can't Miss Sports really is just to be, you know, something for you to be able to look at and be entertained by while you are in the house in most cases. So that being said, we want to get into this episode. This episode, we're going to do a player profile feature on a young man, quarterback. I'm excited about this one today. College coaches, welcome. Thanks for tuning in. Get your pens and pads ready. Write down this name. It's going to be a name you'll hear all fall when we have a season. Not if, but when we have a season. I'm hopeful that that does happen. But thank you for listening. Thank you for following us on Twitter, Can't Miss Sports 1. And thank you for following us on Instagram, also at Can't Miss Sports 1. And we even have Facebook. If you use Facebook, Can't Miss Sports, you can find us there. And lastly, if you're a student athlete out there and you could use some exposure, we have some great, great options. Please just see any of those media outlets that I just said, and you can find out a little more information. But enough about that. Let's get into this. The QB at the mighty, mighty Katy High School, Bryce Narritter. He's a 2020 quarterback, and let's just say I believe he's poised to have a breakout season this year. You and I know that Katy is a dominant, dominant run team. They'll line up and they'll just run at you. They have for the last few years pretty successfully. One of the young men that came out of there now is a teammate of my son at Oklahoma State, which I think is pretty cool, and I expect some big things out of him this upcoming season. Mr. Glass. But it's not about Mr. Glass today. It's about Mr. Narritter. Again, Katy been known to run the ball, but I think for this season and in the future, you're going to see they're going to have a really balanced attack because they do have Bryce coming in. I think he's going to be really, really good. First of all, when I watched the way he drops back in his play action, whenever they run play action, I mean, he carries out his fakes. It almost looked like he gives the ball off to the running back, and then he comes out of there, and he's just throwing a very, very catchable ball. He has good mobility in the pocket, and I think he's even better when he breaks the pocket because he's able to pick up first downs with his legs. I see in a lot of his film, you'll see it'll be a third down and short, and something may not be open, but he'll end up getting that first down anyway. I feel like he's mechanically sound. Throwing motion looks good. I don't see any wasted movement whatsoever. I could tell that this young man's been trained properly. He's been to some camps. His coaching staff at Katy, shout out to the coaching staff there. They're doing an excellent job with this young man. He does a real good job of transferring his weight over from like his plant foot to his lead foot as he steps up in the pocket when he's delivering his throws. I just look at so many things that I can just go on and on about Bryce. It's going to be a good one. I think my prediction now, look out for Katy to make a deep, deep run in the Texas State playoffs. And I think this young man's going to have a lot to do with it. So that being said, congrats, Bryce. Go out and do well this fall. I'm sure you will. And thank you for tuning in and listening. We will have another episode coming soon. We are out. Late.